right here at CA. Live from Thunderbird Radio, Health is the program, and now it's time to switch over to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Tyranna Horse.
Oh, Yeah. Shout out to
CITR.
Shout out to CITR. Shout out to Prince George. Shout out to your mama.
Bye.
live on CITR. That sounded great. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for coming out. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself to the radio world land out there?
Of course we do. Brent, why don't you start back there? Yeah, no problem.
I'm Brent. I'm with the drums.
Brent, drums.
I'm Max. I play guitar and keyboards.
I'm Yara. I play bass.
I'm Darren. I play the skin flute. Oh, the joke started. I'm Darren. I play guitar and I sing.
And I'm Prophecy Sun, and I'm on theremin, noise, kazoo, harmonica, and vocals.
Excellent. How long have you guys been around? What's the history of the band? In my mind, it feels like the first three or four times I've seen you, it's for some CJSF event. I could just be totally wrong here, but it feels that way.
Yeah, I think the band has gone through many incarnations. Mm-hmm. There was a time, I think in like 2008, where some of the members were a band, and then they ceased to be a band. Mm-hmm. And then Tyrannohorus Light, and then this is like Miller Time Tyrannohorus, where this composition has been together for just over 2 years.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we played a lot of CJSF shows.
Not that it's a gesture call, it just feels like it was one of those. Yeah, I've seen it a few shows where it was, yeah, so like a CJSF fundraiser or like a party.
Yeah.
We were number one on their charts.
Yeah, we were number one on their charts for a while, actually.
Awesome. No, well, that's good.
When was that?
Yeah, exactly.
Halloween?
We are friends.
We are all friends.
And you guys played in Shindig last year. It seems quite a while ago, but although it's really only like two months ago. How did you enjoy the experience?
It was super fun. Yeah.
Can you hear the guys?
Yeah, we probably have to yell into the mic somehow.
Okay. It was super fun. You guys yell into the mic.
Or you can just do play-by-play for the rest of the guys.
Oh, we liked it.
Yeah.
really, the host was what made it the most.
Oh, yeah.
I don't come for the bands. I come to see the host.
Yeah, I did give you a big hug before and after every single show. That's the sort of thing that adds to the experience.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you have a good time, and I think you guys did wonderful.
Thank you.
Was it nerve-wracking at all, or was it just pretty much like any other show?
it's hard to say. Like the first night that we played with a couple of really great bands. One was Blonde Witch, and the other was Mercy Years.
Right.
And when we saw Blonde Witch's outfits, we were like, "Oh shit, man!" Like we're done. And then their music was also really great, and so that made myself a little bit nervous. But I think we had practiced a lot, and our idea going in was just to play for ourselves and to play for the crowd and just to have as much fun as we can and try not to think about the competition factor.
Right, right.
Yeah, just to go and have a good time.
Yeah.
It's really fun to play with these guys.
And Prophecy, weren't you sick before the finals or the semis or something? Or you lost your voice or something?
Yeah, I had done like three shows that week and a couple other bands I play in. And by the time it came to, we had played a show at the Biltmore a couple days before the finals. And I had lost my voice by the end of the show. And I was drinking throat tea basically for 2 days straight and trying not to talk. And somehow I pulled that out, but.
That's why we lost.
I love the family love here. This is the reason why I love Tyrannohorus.
Tyrannohorus live on CITR. How do people get a hold of you? Is there a website or
Tyrannohorus.com?
Tyrannohorus.com. And you guys had a release, I guess, last year.
Yeah, Ghost Wolf, Mother Hawk, Prairie Unicorn, Lion, Lioness. Of June of
2011. Anything else in the works, maybe? Or
yes, we have an EP that we're going to release sometime soon. Mm-hmm. We just have one little bit to re-record, and that's it. And it's called Garbage Bears, and it is going to blow your mind.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And any shows and such? You guys going anywhere? Staying in town, but just playing shows?
We have one show on March 5th.
Eighth, March 8th at the Railway Club.
March 8th at the Railway Club. with the gay 90s and Velociraptor, if you're out there listening, right. We've been waiting forever to play with you guys. I remember seeing a poster with your name on it like 2 years ago being like, son of a bitch, why did they think of that one? It's so much better.
That's awesome.
So that was awesome. And then, but we have yet to do a tour, and we are hoping to make it to Kamloops at some point.
They play Shindig as well, and there was definitely a lot of push to maybe have it on the same night just because, but that would just look bad, but whatever. It would be fun, but...
Yeah, what happened? You guys couldn't rig that? Velociraptor, Tyrannosaurus, Shindig show?
We should, but we need a third band.
Rhino Sorcerer.
We can play
Jurassic Fart.
Let's play another song. Sure.
That's
Brent's Tyrannosaurus
Horse live on CITR.
That's Brent's life, actually.
Thanks for coming out. More songs to come right now.
Ready to roll?
Oh, Max.
Yeah.
My ears are bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
If it ain't loud, it ain't rock and roll.
Oswaldo, this song is for you.
Not confirmed yet.
This goes out to Oswaldo. All our football loving people.
And Ben, thanks so much for having us on.
Thank you.
love this little room. It's nice. Ow! Let's bring it down a notch.
Breaks down, we break down.
And then we just keep on moving on. Everything.
little more sound on the monitors, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
hearing that feedback.
Can we have the Monarch just a little bit less, please?
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is
the last. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rumble.
Live on CITR. Thanks so much for coming out. That was fantastic.
Rock and roll.
Awesome. TyrannaHorse.com is the website.
Thank you for having us, Ben.
Please go check them out whenever you can. March 8th.
March 8th at the Railway Club. It's a BCIT 30th anniversary.
Excellent.
With anniversary party again.
Yeah, awesome. With Velociraptor.
Velociraptor and the Gay Nineties.
I will try to stop by, actually.
Great.
I'll be at the Winnipeg against Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. Coming up next, Ochre with Funk My Life. And thanks, Irene, for sound tonight.
Thanks,
well.
Irene.
Hello, everybody. It's that time of the week again, and this is Funk My Life, where we listen to a whole lot of remixed funky goodness. And today, we are going to feature two prominent artists, one being Pop Fusion and another being Breakbot. So, Pop Fusion, first of all, is a producer from Switzerland, from Lucerne, Switzerland. And he does a fair bit of... I guess you would call it vintage tracks. He remixes a lot of these old classic rock tracks. And it's funny because if you listen to a lot of stuff that was made in the 70s, even outside of the genre of funk music, they carried a lot of very, very, very funky goodness, especially in the bass lines. So he's So anyway, back to Pulp Fusion. He's a contemporary producer. You can get stuff from his SoundCloud page. He made a couple of bootleg remix albums, entire albums of bootleg remixes of these vintage tracks. So we're going to go through a select few tracks, and then we're going to listen to Breakbot, a Frenchman who has released a Valentine's Day mixtape, except it's really, really good and far beyond the cheesiness that is that holiday. So we're going to start things off, first of all, with Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song, and these are all going to be Pulp Fusion remixes because he is a baller.